The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
We're in the army now. We're not behind the plow. We'll never get rich while digging a ditch. We're in the army now.
Henry, I'm going to take the top bunk.
All right, Sven. That sounds good. That way I can kind of push up and scream if I start having nightmares.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, hi there.
My name's Henry Mossmouth.
Freddie Dolt.
Sven Ingeborg.
My name's Lawrence Fishburg. And don't you forget it.
We won't.
Don't be mad, but say the name one more time.
Lawrence Fishburg.
I won't forget it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Lawrence and I actually took the bus in together. We found out that his last name is Fishburg, and I'm actually from Fishburg, North Carolina.
I didn't know it existed.
Sven, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be real fun. I feel like the fates have brought us together, friends.
Fates. Well, that and the draft.
Have you guys ever shot a gun before?
Well, I grew up on a ranch, so I'm pretty handy skinning things, shooting things, fishing for things. Pretty much standard military stuff.
Well, all right. All right.
Mossmouth, what do you hope to get out of the war?
I just hope we reach a peace for all peoples across the globe.
Well, fellas, I don't want to mince words here. Henry and I are here against our will. We've done about everything we could to dodge the draft, but we were found out by the United States government. And even though we are former convicted felons, we have to do our duty.
Former felons, huh? Wow. Golly.
We were selling fraudulent gum to school children because they're especially easy to trick.
Freddie, what do you hope to get out of this whole thing, huh?
Well, for me, it's just I'm hoping to impress my father and my family back home.
You're a daddy's boy, huh?
I wouldn't call myself a daddy's boy. That's my older brother. He's already been wounded in battle and back overseas twice. He's been on the Pacific and also up in the other one.
Sounds like he must be your dad's favorite and you must be a pretty distant second.
I guess so. I'm more of a mama's boy. Always been. I like cooking and ironing. Those are my things.
You like the soft feel of a stocking after it's been washed?
Of course. Who doesn't? Even softer the way that I do it, because I like to wash it, everything with my hands. Real soft hands. Here, feel them.
Oh, my God.
This is bizarre. It's like pushing my hand into a comforter.
Hey, guys, check this out. I brought some... Well, first off, I want to check. Are any of you guys super Christian?
I wouldn't say super.
No.
Well, super Christian that go to church every Sunday.
Okay.
That's super Christian.
Well, check out these magazines.
Whoa.
These are bona fide European women magazines.
Golly, look at the stockings on her.
She is.
Ooh, I'm blushing.
This one here has hair under her armpits.
That's what they say is the best in France.
When in France or when in Rome, however the women treat themselves, I want to be present and look at it.
I gotta be honest, I ain't never been with a woman before. Not a real one, at least.
Get out of here.
If we're bearing our souls here, gentlemen, Henry and I may have kissed a lady or two before, but we've never lain in a biblical sense.
Am I the only man in this room who's had sex with a woman?
Well... Yeah, that's what we're trying to tell you. Try and keep up.
Well, now you're making me feel bad.
So you're married?
No, I'm not. I just enjoy the comforts of a woman.
don't we all? I mean, I can't speak for Freddie, but certainly Henry and I enjoy the soft caress of a woman's cheek, her hot breath on our ear.
Well, and failing that, I'd be happy to pin a picture of her to my pillow. And could I have one of these?
Yeah, go ahead and pull one out of the thing.
This is one of an alligator taking her boot off.
Well, you know, I always keep a picture of my girl from back home in my back pocket here.
We'll get it out, Freddie. Let's have a look.
Yeah, let's see this girl.
This is Judy May.
Oh, wow. Ben, she's beautiful.
Well, she's got a bit of a square jaw there, Freddie.
I like that.
She's very strong, you know. She helps me with the chores that I can't do myself.
Looks like she's holding a brick under each armpit.
Well, that's just how she's built. She's built very square. She's great, though.
What, are you going to marry her when you get back from the war? Or?
I sure hope so. In fact, just before I left, I wrote her a note. Told her really how I felt about her.
What'd the note say?
Really how I felt about her. It said, I feel kind of ashamed, but it said that when I get back from the war, I'd like to take you out to some ice cream.
She's your girl back home, Freddie, and you haven't even had ice cream with her yet?
What do you do? Just let her pin you down with bricks? What do you do with her?
I look at her, and sometimes I imagine what conversations would be like if I did talk to her. And
it sounds like virtually every interaction Henry's had with a woman.
Yeah, I have long conversations with women, and we talk about all sorts of things. What kind of elves we would be if we lived in a toadstool city, or what kind of vest we might wear if we were tiny little deer that somehow got to live on the moon for just one season, or, you know, all the things you talk about with a girl.
I wouldn't know where to start.
What I like to ask a woman when I first speak to her is what her measurements are, and then ask her how long it takes her to get in and out of her considerable amount of clothing, how tight her bodice is, how stretched her garter belt is, how much give is left in her nylons.
And Sven's never lain with a woman. Can you believe it?
I'll tell you what I say to a woman. Two things. Do you want to lay down on those rocks, or do you want to lay down on that wood bench? And maybe a third thing. Did we agree upon a price? I pay for action. And I'm not afraid to admit it. Okay, fellas? So judge me if you have to. Just know that about me.
I judge you. I'm afraid of you.
Philosophers do say that it's the world's oldest profession. Mm-hmm. Prostitution. Prostitution is the world's oldest
profession. Oh!
Oh, golly.
Close second's got to be dressing up alike and killing people, though.
Are we really going to kill people?
Yeah, that's the whole idea, Freddie. That's what we're here to be trained for, to look in a sauerkraut-eating German's eyes.
What are the chances that I might, you know, be kept behind the lines, you know, to sew and do laundry and maybe dress nice?
Well, sure, if you could make fatigues and underwear and helmets and stuff as soft as your fluffy little hands, then I can imagine they might have a job like that for you.
Yeah.
Fishburg,
maybe I could do that.
What are you here to? What are you here to get?
What am I here to do? I'm here to kill me some Nazis. I'm here to prove to everyone around the world that the U.S. cannot be stopped or halted in any way, shape, or form. Because what we have here in this country is the only way that a country can be run, and everywhere else in the world should learn that.
When we're done with them, every country in the world is going to have eagles on their money and George Washington's picture in their schools. Fishburg, this may be a weird request, but would you hit me in the face as hard as you can?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh! He's good, Sven. Almost as good as you.
I got a question for you, Sven.
Hold on. I'm going to hit Freddy in the face as hard as I can.
Well, what's that? Oh, my.
All right. With such an exotic-sounding name, are you afraid that you're probably going to kill some distant relative overseas?
No, I'm not. I'm Norwegian, and they're not involved currently in the war. But if they were, they would be on the side of the Allies.
I don't know about that. Well, from what I read, that the Norwegian and the Swedes were kind of trying to play neutral, play a little bit of both sides, and they have been awfully accommodating to the German U-boats.
Well, I may be proud of my Norwegian heritage, but I don't live in Norway now, sir. I'm proud of the Vikings that paddled across the Atlantic Ocean and took the Americas first before Christopher Columbus. That's what I'm proud of. I'm proud of bearded men in fur killing people with swords, not whoever's over there now. So to answer your question, Lawrence, if I do see a distant relative, I'll plunge my bayonet through their throat and lick off the blood.
Now that's what I'm talking about. You guys want to practice saluting each other? Or?
That was a great breakfast.
I've never had so many sausage links in all my life.
I figured they want to get us good and strong, so I helped myself plenty of times. I got to say.
For a nap.
Yeah.
Ten hut!
Oh.
I said ten hut! Mossberg? Mossmouth?
Mossmouth.
Why are you putting one leg up like you are a stork?
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, what?
Yes, sir, I'm no stork.
Make that a positive sentence.
Yes, sir, I'm certain I'm not a stork.
Gentlemen, I am your drill sergeant, Shankshrift. Say my name.
Sir,
drill sergeant, Shankshrift. What did you say, Dole?
Sir.
What's my last name?
Shankshrift.
Shankshrift?
Shankshrift.
Fishbird?
Sir, yes, sir.
Say my last name.
Sir Shankshrift. Sir.
Fishbird. 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 Fishbird.
Sir, yes.
Wait, I know that name. Oh. Who is your mama? Who is your mama? Your mama. Oh, who is your mama? Oh, I know who your mama is. You're from Texas. You're from Texas. You are from Killeen, Texas.
Sir, yes, sir.
You are from Killeen, Texas. And your mother walks with a bow leg.
Yes.
She does she not?
Sir, yes, sir.
She has breath that smells like she's constantly chewing those candies they give away at the Five and Dime.
Sir, yes, sir.
She talks like maybe she was electrocuted on half her face.
Sir, yes, sir.
She got hair like maybe somebody fried it by accident with the chicken?
Sir, yes, sir, you are correct.
I know your mother. Ingeborg, where is that name from? You're Swedish, like me. Oh, perfect. It's good to have a fellow Swede among all these Fishbergs. Implication, of course, being that Fishberg's daddy sells pastrami somewhere in Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, what's your first name, sir?
Why do you ask?
Sir.
It's Emil.
Emil, sir?
Emil Shankshrift. Why are you asking me that?
Sir, me and my brothers here will soon go out into the field to slay Germans, sir. I wanted to make sure we knew who was training us to kill, sir. Is part of your family French, sir? Sir, Emil is a French name, sir. And they
gave it's an American name, okay? It's spelled differently than the French spelling. It's spelled E-M... L-Y. Hey! So!
Wait, that's...
What?
Sir, that's Emily.
What did you say, Dolt? You just say, sir, that's a woman? What? I'm a woman?
No, your first name is Emily, which is
hold on for a second. You see what I'm doing right now?
What's that?
Well, you see what I'm doing?
No, you're tucking your
stuff. I'm putting my hand down my
don't
pants.
Don't do that.
Right
all
down
right.
The front. Dolt, yes, come here! Come sir. Here, Dolt! Come
sir.
Here!
All right.
Smell these fingers. What does that smell like to you?
It's like jelly. Is it jelly?
Here's my point, right. Is that you smell testicles, all right? You do not smell lady parts, which, if you'll smell my other fingers, well, Fishbird.
Sir, when are you going to teach us to kill, sir?
Ingeborg, I can't believe how stupid you are. You keep interrupting me. I am character building right now. Mossberg, can you do me a favor?
Oh, it's Mossmouth, sir, and absolutely.
I love his enthusiasm almost as much as I hate that dead look in his eyes. Mossmouth, I want you to go around to everybody's crate at the end of their beds where they have their personal stuff, okay? And I want you to go in there and take every piece, and if something feels sticky, I want you to bring it to me.
Sir, yes, sir.
Unless its intent is to be sticky. So don't bring me a sticker. Don't bring me chewing gum that's been chewed. Don't bring me an envelope that's been lightly moistened, okay?
Sir, I'm becoming more confused. What kind of things would you like?
I'm trying to find out who's using objects for their unintended purpose. So, for example, if you were to find a sock that was sticky.
Oh, I know, I'll find one in my crate.
Please don't bring me that one.
This is maybe the hardest task I've ever been given.
Don't worry, everything gets easier after this.
Thank you, Army Man.
Whose magazines are these? Hey, wait a minute. Whose picture is that on their bunk? Oh, my goodness. Who is this gentleman? Who's got a picture of a man with bricks under his arms on their bunk?
That's my girl, Drill Sergeant. That's my girl.
That's your what?
My girl.
Remember how we had to clarify what a woman was a minute ago? Because I think you're still confused. Your girl's got an Adam's apple bigger than Texas. Fishburg?
Sir, I can agree that Adam's apple is at least as big as the state of Texas.
Thank you very much, Lawrence Fishburg.
General Cake Stick, the picture is sticky.
Did you just promote me? Are you a corporal who is able to promote drill sergeants to generals?
Sir, you'd know better than I.
What have you found for me? Give it to me.
The picture of the girl, it's sticky.
Oh my God, whose crate was this in?
Well, that was in mine, sir. Sir, it's been mine.
Oh, it's another picture of your...
Sir, that's her from the other side. I snuck that photograph from her back.
Are you doing charity work or something?
Well, sir, I have volunteered quite frequently for charity knitting contests.
My God.
My hometown. But
Fishburg.
Sir, yes, sir.
Grab one of them nudie magazines you got over by your crate, okay? Grab the filthiest one you can find. And I don't mean literally dirty. I mean, grab one that really will get your blood boiling. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. Just the one.
All right, now I want you to get it. I want you to grab Ingeborg, all right? And I want you to grab that noodle between his legs. Stretch it out. Stretch it out just like your daddy probably stretches out unleavened bread during Rosh Hashanah, all right? Mm-hmm. And I want you to measure it against the magazine crease when you make marks, okay? And when you bring it back to me, me and Mossberg are going to have a private conference about what we find.
Sir.
Yes.
I would bet that my member is larger than yours, sir.
Oh, would you now?
And I should clarify, I'm Norwegian, sir, not Swedish.
Oh, you're Swedish.
My people eat pickled herring, sir. We don't eat little meatballs.
Fishburg, do you hear this?
Sir, yes, sir. I hear it, and I don't like it.
It sounds ill-advised. It sounds like an ill-advised thing to say. Hey, Dolt, can you grab your sidearm out of your bunk, please?
Sir, yes, sir.
Now, I want you to go ahead and I want you to aim that gun right at Ingeborg's ear. Shoot Ingeborg's ear now!
Go.
Now, do you understand what just happened?
Sir, are you asking me, sir?
Yes, Mossmouth. Do you understand what I just proved right there?
You proved that a man got hurt. So never get the army, Uncle Sam. Didn't have toothbrushes this time, so we had to go sniff a bed, and then we touched a picture. So tomorrow, we'll learn the saying that you were wanted about the handgun?
Exactly. At ease!
I'm just glad he didn't make anybody do anything with their meatballs.
Today we're going to work on hand-to-hand combat. I want you to pair off. Ingeborg, I want you with Moss Mouth. Dolt, Fishburg, I want you guys to fight. First one to draw blood gets to go to bed early tonight. And fight, gentlemen!
Henry, why are you hitting me?
I thought we were supposed to.
Stop crying, Dolt.
The mud's in my eye.
Lift, 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 right, lift.
Lift, right, lift.
All right, gentlemen, welcome to the target course. This is where we're going to learn how to use those weapons you got put up to your sides, okay? Now, I want you to make sure that you're squeezing the trigger, not yanking the trigger, okay? And I want you to gently... Ha! Mossberg, who told you to shoot?
Sorry.
Move it along! Shoot your guns now. Keep those groupings together.
Someone gave me a broke gun.
Fishburg, you have your knife shoved into where the cartridge goes.
No, that's...
Take my gun, and I want you to shoot it.
Now, that's a gun.
Lift, 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 right, lift.
You had a good mom, but you left. You had a good mom, but you left. You're right. You had a good mom, but you left.
The obstacle course. I want to see your knees touching your chin when you are running through those tires, okay?
Nope.
Mossmouth! Mossmouth!
Ow!
Mossmouth! Stop hitting your face with your knees.
Crouching!
I got it. You're running very strangely.
Can someone boost me over this wall?
No! No!
Henry?
No! Don't! That is not a rope for swinging! You are supposed to climb to the top of it!
Alright, hold on. It's a little fun though. Hold on.
No! Don't stop having fun right now! Fishburg!
Sir, I was behind you the whole time. That was a dummy I made out of brushes.
We're marching everywhere. It's getting in our hair. We follow the rules and follow the mules. We're in the army now.
Gentlemen, you will be graduating tomorrow. Mossmouth, strangely, you are still not ready after 7 weeks of peeling potatoes. Alas, you have your last day of furlough, okay? You're going to have some time off to yourselves, right? You guys all pretty right. excited about this?
Sure, yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Woo, I promise to improve my potato peeling, sir.
Thank you. And you'll have that opportunity because, gentlemen, unfortunately, that has been canceled. You are going to have to stay in camp today and tomorrow.
But, sir.
No, no. Look, I have tried everything, but I can't let you go. Our marks are too low. Fishburg, you shot a Jeep.
To be fair, I thought there was a star on the side of it. Not an American star.
There was a star on the side of it because there was a colonel in it.
And he's okay.
That is not as important as you keep saying. No, Fishburg, it's not.
He's fine.
He is fine, but that is not what's important. I know you think that's all that matters, but still shooting the Jeep is a problem. I feel like your parents let you get away with things as long as it was okay.
No, they did not. Sir, if anyone has to be punished, it must be me.
You will all be punished because one of you has screwed up. I'm very sorry.
Sir, it was probably me.
What?
I'm just generally a screw-up.
Oh. Sir, Henry is, from the day he spewed from his mother's loins, been a complete and uncountable screw up.
If you look under my bed, you'll find plenty of failed potatoes.
Oh, God. Mossmouth, I appreciate your shame. I think it's important for people like you to feel a credible amount of shame. This will be some time for reflection. Dolt, what do you give me the fisheye for?
Sir, I'm okay with the punishment. I finally invited Judy May to come meet me for this furlough, so...
Oh, you'll have plenty of time after the war, okay? Now, if you gentlemen excuse me, I personally have to go into town with a friend of mine to do some official army business. Oh. At ease!
Hey, isn't that your girl Judy through the window?
What's that?
She's in the...
In the Jeep there with...
Oh, my. Drill started Shanks Rift. They're kissing each other's faces.
I'm so sorry.
Her hands are so strong around his neck.
And she disappeared.
Oh, her head just popped up.
Wow, he's driving away quick. He's going to smash right through that fence. Oh! Oh, he's back on the road. Yep, looks like he's heading to town.
The gentleman who's ready to help me clean up these potatoes.
No!
We will not do anything more for that man. That man took my girl. My girl! Oh, my God, they pulled over. Oh, they pulled over. They're getting out of the car. Oh, no, on the side, on the hood of the Jeep.
Oh, a bus full of school children just pulled up.
Why is she taunting the school children like that?
That seems separate from what's happening. But she's also enjoying that, too.
Why do we let this man control our lives? We can't do this.
Freddy's right. We need to take a stand. We need to get back at Shank Shrift, if that is his real name.
You know what I think his real last name is?
What?
German Japan.
You know what I think his last name is? Bratwurst Sushi.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys were all confusing it, because every time I messed up his last name, people were looking at me like I was out of my mind.
Listen, brothers, Freddy, Lawrence, there's something Henry and I haven't shared with you. We spent a good amount of time in prison, and as startling and painful as that was, we did learn a few things. One thing we learned was how to brew our own moonshine in toilets. So over the past 7 weeks, I've been brewing a whole batch of moonshine in the top of our toilet.
And you're just now telling us this.
It takes 7 weeks to really get the flavor.
That, I know. Okay.
Right. So I say we take that moonshine, and when Sergeant Shankshrift gets back, we get him spline stinking drunk. And this is toilet whiskey. So he kind of whiskey you can't see straight. So we get him drunk the day of our graduation. So he's stumbling and bumbling, and he can't even speak, let alone stand up. And Henry and I, we have our invention that landed us in prison. It's a voice-changing gum. We chew a little bit of this. We can talk just like Sergeant Shankshrift.
We make him say all sorts of crazy things.
And we get him demoted, maybe shackled and put in the stocks, or maybe even hung.
I have a good feeling these boys can say some pretty goofy stuff.
Brothers on three. One, two, three.
Brothers!
All right, you get his arms. Let's brace him between us.
Okay. All right.
Prop him up. Walk him this way.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, take this gum, chew it up, and you can talk like him. So as we're parading around, shout out whatever you think will get Shankshrift fired or sent out of the country.
I love mashed potatoes!
Left, left, left,
right, left.
Thus the sun shined down hard. Thus the Imperial Empire. Go Japan! Go Japan! Germany! 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 Hey! Hi! Oh, look at the big guns! Oh, look at all the fat boys with their big guns! Oh, look at the fat boys! They got the big guns!
Fishburg, why are you insulting yourself?
I kind of want to make it a little bit believable. Okay, all right. Now let's try to get him right to the edge of the stage and have him address some of the military men's wives.
Mm-hmm. While he does that, let's do our rifle drill routine.
I see some of you are standing here because your husbands are going off to the war that is over the sea. And I would like to tell you that they will probably be killed almost immediately after getting off the boat. And it will be gruesome. Also, Hitler's not that bad, just so you know. I don't think he's that bad. My name's Sergeant Sharkstrarf, and I love all of the Germans. I'm Sharkstrarf, in case you forgot.
How was that, Sven?
It was great. Here comes General MacArthur.
I didn't know he was supposed to be here. This is a huge deal.
Gentlemen, I cannot believe what I am hearing broadcast from this stage today.
Sir, neither can we, sir.
No, sir.
Sir, we survived 7 weeks of this kind of behavior, and I gotta say, I might be from a small town in Texas, but I know what bad is, and that was bad.
My tummy hurts.
Sir, he made me peel potatoes till my hands were sore, and I didn't like eating potatoes barely at all.
Please don't say potatoes again. Sir, he took my girl.
I am shocked and astonished at what I am being told, and your input is valued.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, one more thing. He touched my pee-pee.
Drill Sergeant Emily Shankshrift.
It's a meal.
The words I have heard coming from your mouth would have shamed the lowliest member of the opposition had they been spoken on this stage. But coming from a member of our own armed forces, a representation of America's might and goodwill for the world, they are despicable. I have determined that you shall be stationed in a remote army base monitoring radio signals and the Aurora Borealis at the South Pole in Antarctica. There you will remain until hostilities cease.
Yes, sir.
Privates Dolt, Fishburg.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
I hereby declare you proud and full members of the United States military.
That's nice.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Please step over to the side of the stage to receive your orders. Privates Ingeborg and Mossmouth?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come with me. I have a special project for you.
All right, guys. Well, I guess I'll see you when I see you. You know what I mean?
Get out of here.
You want to come visit me, Fishburg?
Get out of my sight.
Well, Fishburg, I mean, we could talk about stuff like...
I told McCarthy what you did to me.
Oh.
Private Fishburg, I'll hold the sergeant's arms while you pummel him.
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, beautiful, oh, spacious skies,
forever waves of grace. He's crying while he hits me.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer with Jimmy Pennington, Vince Portacci, and John Pantlin. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys. Listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
So there I am, hunting deer. It's dusk in Killeen, Texas. Sun's going down. I got my last beauty in my sight. All my deers are little beauties. I get him. I take aim. He then stands up on his hind legs and picked up a stick.
With his hooves?
With his hooves. And he challenged me to a hand-to-hand combat, and I ran screaming from the woods.
How did you know he challenged? Like, did he say anything? Move his eyes? Eye contact? Something?
He said, "I challenge you now."
English? In English, plain English.
It was a long day.
Everyone's going to want one.